A federal judge has thrown out charges in the case against Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy. He was at the center of a 2014 armed standoff with federal law enforcement over grazing on federal land. The outcome has some wondering if the fallout will include similar confrontations in the future. KOER's Whitney Evans reports.
U.S. District Judge Gloria Navarro dismissed charges against Bundy with prejudice, meaning the case cannot be tried again. Janely Tobias is a gun rights activist and Bundy family friend. She spent time with the group in the occupation of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. She says the group always believed they were following the law.
They protested in the way that Americans should protest.
Tobias alleges there are countless ranchers who are losing their ranches to the government.
If you believe that the government is violating the Constitution, then make a stand and do it in a nonviolent manner.
But others say the fact that individuals think an armed standoff is an appropriate way to remedy a problem should be deeply concerning. John Ruppel is an associate professor of law at the University of Utah. He points out the court did not decide the group's conduct was legal.
Several of the defendants did plead guilty, and several of the defendants are going to jail. So there is some deterrent value there. But the ringleaders of these events appear to have gotten off without any significant punishment. And the fact that they will not be going to jail, I think, could embolden others to act in similar ways in the future.
Judge Navarro dismissed the case a month after declaring a mistrial. She said the prosecution hadn't shared relevant evidence. Whitney Evans, KUER News.